And welcome back to another episode of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sean.
And, you know, it just continues. Another fantastic win.
We keep on rolling with Rollins.
Yeah, rolling with the Rollins.
Yeah. It's a 5-0.
Definitely, we knew it was going to be a tougher game. I think you mentioned when you looked at the schedule in the beginning of the year, it was... this is one that kind of had you worried.
Yeah, before our bye, so kind of halfway through almost.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite, but this was the game that worried me the most, I'd say. And we won.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the great things that when you've got a good team, Sean, just leave her alone.
She's
our mascot lady. You're going to do this for the whole podcast. Tell her to leave, and then she'll leave, and then she'll come back. And you tell her to leave, and then she'll come back. She separation anxiety. She can't leave you.
All right, lady, lay down.
So when you got a good team, one aspect can pick it up for the others if they're struggling. And that's what happened here this week.
Yeah, well, second week in a row now that we had not our best game on offense. Obviously, with Rodgers, his first interception at home since 2012 broke his massive streak. But the defense picked it up, and we got the win 24-10.
Yeah, and I'm glad you got that out there because, the score is not indicative of the anxiety I was feeling as the game was going on because it looked like it could have definitely turned the other way, could have turned the other way, I should say.
So just kind of do our thing here, offense, defense.
Sure. How was your
special teams?
How was your
injuries?
Week, Sean? How you doing?
What do you mean? How was my week?
How are you doing? You have a good week.
I had a good week.
You're looking really dapper today.
I'm business casual.
Sean's a
very business
a
casual.
Businessman, and he's got black dress slacks on. You've got your pink button-down shirt, and then I don't know what you call that.
It's a cardigan, Mike.
That's not the kind of cardigan that I grew up with. But
I don't actually really know the definition of a cardigan. So
okay,
but it says cardigan on the label.
It's kind of it's like a sweatshirt material.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now we got that taken care of.
It's a little warm in here, though, now. I have to take it off.
Take some off, man. Yeah, like you prefaced here in the notes, you said Rodgers did prove that he is human.
Surprisingly. Yeah.
In the post-game conference, did you watch him?
I did not.
Not a happy guy. And you know, he's usually pretty cut and dry when he's doing those anyways and standing there. And it always amazes me how slow, if you ever watch him, the questions come to the player or the coach that's standing there. And so they'll answer something and they'll be like, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. And then pretty soon the person that's standing up at the stage is kind of looking around. And finally somebody says, so Aaron, how'd you feel about breaking the streak there with the interceptions at home? And then he has to give the obligatory answer. But understandably so. It was beautiful, the streak.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, he had it with the second interception he threw where it really was an interception, all his fault. Defender made a great play on the ball, broke on the pass, diving catch. The first one that broke the streak, though, you felt bad for him where it's tipped at the line.
Yeah, yeah. But that's where that makes the streak so special,
especially that hadn't happened until now. Yeah.
And then you see it happening. It's like, oh, boy, we got. But he was getting lucky. And was it last week for sure? He had a couple that were like going,
a little bit, yeah. I mean, he wasn't Jay Cutler ever throwing it right to the defenders. He still made it hard interceptions.
That's quite the extreme comparison there with Jay Cutler.
Two ends of the spectrum.
But you're absolutely right. That's a tough way to break the streak by being tipped at the line.
Yeah, so tipped on the line, diving catch by James Laurinaitis. Beautiful interception.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
Second one was a diving catch. Jermaine Johnson, he broke on the pass on that. Looked like it was kind of just a little out route to the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And, he read it perfectly, got the diving catch.
And then, and it makes sense too. I mean, Rams got a tough D.
Yeah,
they really do, and they put us to the test.
Well, Rams are a good team.
They are
good team all around.
Good, well coached. I like Jeff Fisher. He's kind of got his revenge now. Where he's going. He can show the Titans, yeah, na 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 boo boo. You should have kept me. But yeah, and who knows where they're going to end up, if they're going to stay in St. Louis or they're going to move to L.A.
Yeah. So on the day, Rodgers had 19 of 30, 241 yards, 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, and then a fumble. He had that strip sack in the third quarter.
And, hate to lose a fumble like that, but you get a little more worried about injuries.
Yeah, when that lineman fell on top of him, I was just like, please make sure his clavicle is in one piece.
And but he didn't come up grimacing like he did the week before.
No,
he got hit out of bounds at the.
He looked mad, but he didn't come up looking hurt at all.
So he's almost pedestrian. He's almost like average quarterback, but still, the stuff that he's able to do, it's fine. So,
well, I feel like even the game he had, or one of his, as you said, more pedestrian games we've seen in a long time from him.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the league would be grateful to have that game from their quarterback.
Absolutely, and a win.
And a win.
You get so dang critical with stuff like this, but
a win by multiple scores.
There was something I was going to talk about during the game. We took forever watching this game.
TiVo is a great thing.
What did it take us, like 4.5 hours?
5.5 hours.
5.5 hours.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there's these huge gaps, and my brain doesn't work that way. I don't have the
brain capacity.
No. What do you read something once and you remember
forever. Memory.
Yeah. Photographic memory. Jerk. Here I'm trying to give you a compliment, and then you go and you do that. So.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, whatever. I whatevered you right there, buddy.
Yeah.
So did. Just so we can set the table for you too, before we move on to the receivers. I am drinking some whiskey and Diet Coke. And Sean,
since I was criticized previously in other episodes, I am now drinking, stolen from my father's fridge, a New Glarus Spotted Cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to find some. I got a guy that's, he works in minor league baseball. He's from St. Cloud, and he goes to Wisconsin quite a bit. So I got to throw him a 20 spot and say, hey, just swing and pick me up.
Well, we have quite a few listeners in Wisconsin, so anyone who's swinging through Minnesota,
it'd be great. We'd appreciate it.
You have our lifelong gratitude.
All right, moving on. So begging will cease. Let's talk about the receivers.
James Jones, top of the receiving core once again. He had only 2 catches. He was lady just burped.
It's from that hot dog. She
only
2
catches. Yeah. Went without a catch for quite a while, but then he got that big touchdown catch where he stretched out. They had to challenge it to turn it into the touchdown. Ended with 2 for 77 and a touchdown. I can't imagine where our offense would be right now without James Jones. With Adams hurt,
yeah,
we
I
hadn't
totally
picked
agree.
Him up.
I totally agree.
He's
with you.
Been huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Richard Rodgers, 6 for 45 and a touchdown. For the majority of the game, he looked good again.
Yeah, really good.
Pretty rough in the fourth quarter. He cost us some points on some back-to-back plays where he made mistakes.
Well, there was one there that, and I wanted to talk about this a little bit, on Randall Cobb, once we get to Randall. But there was actually one because they were double-teaming Cobb, and Rodgers got himself open, but Aaron overthrew him.
Yeah, at the beginning of the game.
Yeah,
right?
I think that was later.
Was it later?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, a little bit of an off day for Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Rodgers had an off day.
Well, actually, I think more so with Cobb. I think the two of them just kind of, they couldn't really sync up the whole game.
I think it's because they were double teaming Cobb every play.
They were double teaming him. He ended up with 3 for 23.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Not only were they double-teaming him a lot of the plays, but just a little bit off. You saw that right at the beginning.
Yep.
The passes were not where they normally are.
Mm-hmm.
They had that one where Rodgers threw it thinking it was a curl, but Cobb was running down the sideline still. He didn't break. Like, Rodgers thought he was supposed to. I don't know whose mistake that was or if it was maybe an option route where Cobb got to decide what he was going to do based on the coverage, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. Rodgers thought he would pick differently. Mm-hmm. So, who knows?
Well, I don't... Cobb isn't the type of guy that's got... My feeling is he doesn't have the physical stature that if he gets double-teamed, he's going to be able to get out of it a lot of times.
He's more of a speed guy. He really benefits, like in previous years now, with Jordy.
Right.
Drawing that double-team and then Cobb using his speed when he's, you know, the second man on the totem pole. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And again, we won. So it's okay. And then we got one more to talk about.
Ty Montgomery,
mm-hmm.
the rookie. He's really coming together.
He is.
And
we need him.
Yeah, we do. He ended up with 4 for 59 and a touchdown.
That's good.
Do you remember the touchdown?
No, I think we paused for half.
Wide open. Remember, he threw it down the middle of the field.
Yeah.
No one around. He's like looking around trying to see who's trying to tackle him.
That was another cop. I just watched this. It's not that I'm this smart. I just watched a recap on the game Cobb had but didn't have, and that was because he was, again, double-teamed, and they were able to find him down the middle, wide open. And I think we talked about this at the time. He's running in, and he's kind of swiveling his head left and right, and he's like going, there's nobody to hit me.
Yeah. So, you know, not a horrible day for Rodgers, just not up to his standard.
I would agree, and it's going to happen.
Yeah,
we're gonna have times like that, but
it just shows you how spoiled we are when he throws an interception and you're actually shocked that it happened. Yeah.
Again, I like I mentioned this in our Facebook
group.
Thank you, and that Facebook thing, and that really, I mean, going back, you know, I was born in '66, and the Packers were really good back then. Of course, I wasn't old enough to know it. But when I got to be about 10 years old, 8, 10, 12, you know, that point where you really start to figure it out enough to like the sport.
When
we were horrible.
The age where you're no longer a complete idiot.
We were horrible. Just absolutely horrible. And it just crazy. But I did share one story about a former Packer coach, Lindy Infante, that just passed away. I believe he was 75. And
Packers and Colts coach, right, in his
career?
Yeah,
exactly. And was fortunate enough to have a friend of mine that I think he still is. He does stringing work for CBS Radio. And so he was able to get me into the post-game conference, press conference, and into the locker room, which was a very interesting moment with This was back in the latter part of the 80s. The female reporters coming in, and the guy's just walking around, swinging freely. But I will tell that for another day.
But you digress.
As I do often. That's how we stretch out the time.
Often and frequently.
Rushing. Hate to see this as the first person on the
It was not our day for rushing. Yeah, like you said, you hate to see the quarterback unless you have like Vic or, you know, Kaepernick under center or something. You don't want to see your quarterback as your leading rusher.
Absolutely.
Rodgers was for us, though. He had 8 rushes for 39 yards to lead the rushing game.
Oh, he had the one where, again, they were double teaming on Cobb and he was able to run out up the middle. I think it was for 18 or something.
Yeah, there was no one around him. Lacy had 13 rushes for 27 yards, just over 2 yards a carry average. That hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Starks, 5 for 17, and Kuhn, 1 for 3.
And his average is always right above.
I think he's been 1 for 3 50% of his games.
I think you're right. You know, it's interesting though, when it's a sport, it's the NFL. These are even bad teams have good players, and when you could shut down our offense pretty much with Cobb double teaming him and holding our rushing, That surprised me.
Yeah, it was not the best day for our offensive line, I feel like. Pass protection was all right. Would have wanted to see better. It was more of the rushing, you know, that it really hurt. Not getting those holes that they needed to. And I think Lane going down was a big part of that.
Yeah.
TJ Lane.
Talking about the offensive line, I think that probably too, where you had a guy in there for the first four games, and now you're replacing him with the starter, but he's still injured, so you're gonna probably see some bumps in the road. But again, you can't take away from the Rams defense. I thought they did a great job there.
Okay, yeah, they did a good job. Like we said earlier with Rodgers, that strip sack really hurt. Before this game, we had only turned over the ball twice, which is huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So three turnovers for the offense this game that, you know, we over doubled our yearly total.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said already, though, kind of what you expected going into this game.
Right.
And as long as we were able to shut them down on offense on their side.
And coming up, we're going to talk more about this in a little bit, but you got the Chargers who lost a tough game, Monday Night Football. We're recording this Tuesday and after that game. And so they got a short week. If we can get through this, go 6-0, and we got our bye week.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, we get some, I've got confidence in our.
We go 6-0 and get the bye week. Denver wins, I think, against the Lions or something. So, or Bears maybe. So I'm assuming they'll win this coming week probably. Mm-hmm. They're 5-0. So it'll be after the bye week. Both teams will be 6-0 playing each other. Should be a pretty good game.
The Chargers are now three games behind Denver with that loss last night. So they're going to be swinging. They're going to be going for the knockout.
Well, Packers still have more wins than the rest of the division combined.
That is nuts. I did not realize
that. Yeah, because you have, what is it, Vikings are 2-2, so two there. Bears have one or two. They won, so they have two.
Yep.
And the Lions haven't won a game.
Well, so I'm going to be curious to get your prediction on if you believe like I do on some of the stuff with teams. Because right now you're over a quarter of the season. If you haven't won a game, you're desperate. You know you've got to
turn it. Yeah, the Lions haven't won a game. If they lose and go 0-6, that's the first time they'll be 0-6 since the season they went 0-16.
Oh, it was such a good year.
And they benched Stafford. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
They benched him because he had two interceptions. They played the Cardinals. Good team. And he had his second interception, and the coach told him, you throw another, you're sitting on the bench. And he threw another, and they benched him.
Wow.
It's not looking good. I
didn't understand all those moves they did in the offseason and different stuff they have going on. I don't follow the Lions enough to really have a reason for what's going on. But it's just I talk about this all the time. It's like there's certain franchises in pro sports that they're just futile. They can they'll tantalize you a little bit. They'll start to win. Like sometimes they'll even win like 8 out of the first 10 games. And then they lose the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. The Browns.
Who?
The Browns.
All right. Let's. You want to do through the defensive?
Defense? All right. Here's what we're going to do. I want you to close your eyes and just listen to this. All right?
Here, let me grab my drink before I close my
eyes. Grab your drink. All right. So eyes closed. Three sacks. Four interceptions. One forced fumble. One touchdown. Only 10 points allowed and forced a 27.2 passer rating from Foles.
That's pretty good defense.
That's pretty good defense.
That's awesome.
That's fun to watch.
That's fun to hear it. How about you say that again? Do it again.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, do it again.
I'll do a little faster.
Okay.
Three sacks, four interceptions, one forced fumble, one touchdown, only 10 points allowed and forced a 27.2 passer rating.
Boy, that's...
Woo!
That's incredibly low passer rating. I didn't...
Yeah, that's... We're one of the best defenses now. It looks like when we play Denver, it could be very well the number one against the number two defense in the
really?
League.
Really? Let's hope so.
Which is where I think we have the edge, because we do not have one of the worst offenses in the league like they do.
Peyton Manning. When do we play him?
We play him week 8 after the bye.
After the bye, right after the bye. Okay. I was hoping it'd be a hell of a lot colder.
Well, he actually, I don't know if you ever look on Football Outsiders. It's where I get a lot of the statistics that I like to look at.
Is that just it? Footballoutsiders.com?
I think so.
Okay.
I always just Google Football Outsiders.
Okay.
And Peyton Manning is the worst rated quarterback this year so far. That is not like him.
Wow.
He's only ever been ranked outside the top 10 once in his career, and it was his rookie season.
That's crazy. Well, to wrap up the defense.
Yeah, we have a little more to talk about here. Quentin Rollins, the rookie, 2 interceptions, one of them a pick 6.
I believe he's up for rookie of the week.
I would hope so.
So you can go to NFL.com or Packers.com and they'll have a link there for you. Article, but you vote
for him?
Yep,
or
you vote.
Okay.
Yeah. So just vote often and have fun.
Yep, so Quinn Rollins, 2 interceptions. Ha-ha. Clinton Dix had a red zone interception in the 4th. Micah Hyde had an interception. Interceptions all around. And a lot of that comes from pressure on the quarterback.
Yes.
Almost every play.
Yep.
Almost every play.
It was so much fun. Oh, man. It's almost like back, I don't know if you've watched back, any of the NFL films from the 85 Bears.
I have. Yep.
And just dominated and controlled the game. And so it's so much fun to see it flip a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, they were, and Matthews was just nuts all over.
Yeah. I don't know. You had that one sack from Matthews where he went untouched, sacked him in probably less than half a second.
Ooh. What was the play where it was one hit high, one hit low?
That was in the first quarter. That was a brutal hit.
It was. It,
I mean, it went for an incomplete pass. It wasn't a sack. But, yeah, Matthews speared him basically in the chest. And I think it was LaTroy Guyon hit him low. And he just crumpled.
Are you saying that Matthews should have been flagged?
I didn't say anything.
You said speared.
You said speared.
No. I can back it up right now, brother.
I'm not saying you should have been flagged. I'm saying they might have flagged him the way they call everything nowadays.
Yeah,
if you watch it, he did lead with his helmet. It wasn't his shoulder. He hit him in the chest with his helmet, and it had to have hurt.
Well, hurting is different from illegal play.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, if you watch that play, it's
crazy.
So
what is our sack totals for the who got what?
Sack totals will be Matthews had 1.5, Peppers had 1, Perry had 1/2.
And there was a whole ton of hits.
A lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
First quarter, wasn't it? Maybe their first 2 or 3 drives on offense, the Rams on offense. Didn't he have 1 throw he hadn't been hit on?
I don't recall.
It was
You're
something,
the one that's got the footer.
Yeah, it was something crazy like that where you almost feel bad for the guy.
And then you snap out of it and you go, yeah!
Yeah.
So, and then again, you know, it's like you can get frustrated with the offense, but man, how many years in a row have we been, you know, people have been calling for Dom Capers to be thrown to the Wolves?
But we haven't been putting any money into the defense until now. And now we put all these draft picks into it, and look what he does with it.
Mm-hmm. And one of the most unexcitable guys you will ever see in the press box. They can do a huge play, and he's still got his elbow on the table and making a fist and just leans his head into a fist and just going, yep, they did it the way they were supposed to.
Yeah, he looks like he's like reading over his taxes or something.
<That's> right. All right, let's get going.
We started out in the nickel again, which is a lot of that, you know, translates to the low passer rating for Foles. And I think that's kind of where that that run game came from the Rams. Todd Gurley had, what was it, let's see here, 30 rushes for 159 yards.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
And a lot of that, I think, is that we played in the nickel almost the whole game. We played very little to almost none of base defense. Raji was out for a lot of it. That hurts. He's a big presence in that middle for the run defense. The fact that they ran 30 times with Gurley, you're going to break something. You wear down a defense when you run that much, and Gurley is a good running back.
And did we win?
I don't recall. Did we?
I think we did. I think
we might have. Overall, like, there's a lot of outcry on the internet about, like, you know, we played great on defense, but our run game needs to step up, our run defense. I think overall we did pretty good on run defense. When they're pounding it that much, you had him break that, I think it was 55-yarder, but that's going to happen when you run that much. You're going to break one.
Right. Totally agree with you on that. All right, well, one of the people that you mentioned was Raji. He pulled a groin, but I'm seeing today, Tuesday, that it looks pretty positive, though. He'll be okay.
Yeah, he had a scan on it, and it came back negative.
Good.
For any major damage or anything. I don't think they're sure yet if he'll play the next game. Before we talk about the other injuries, Sam Shields had a good day, finally.
Oh, I missed that one. I'm sorry.
No problem.
But I need a highlighter to mark stuff off or something.
So, yeah, Sam Shields, he's been kind of rough every week and a little better every week, and he finally had what I would say was, you know, a really good game where we could rely on him. And it was a good game all around for the defense.
It was. It was very good. All right, so back on the injuries, Raji has a groin injury. It's looking he was scanned today. It looks okay. I believe I also saw that Lang's knee is not going to be a huge issue.
Nope, Lang's knee they don't think is going to be a big issue. It just came out a little bit ago. They weren't sure for quite a while. And actually about an hour before we started recording, it came out that Nick Perry with that shoulder, you know, he had the surgery on it earlier. He's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks. That's going to be tough.
I think that's our biggest injury from the game right there.
Yeah. We've had injuries every game, though. Yeah. We haven't had a game yet where we get out of it and go, whew, no injuries or nothing major.
We didn't have a game where we went what?
Whew!
Look at those girls in the stadium. Back up, Dad.
We haven't seen the bikini girls this year.
I know.
Do we have to wait for it to get colder?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I don't know if they're if they're the gold ticket or the green ticket. But
injuries-wise, Perry's the big one. At least, you know, it's not season-ending. 2 to 4 weeks isn't that bad when you have a bye week coming up. We will miss him in the run defense, in the pass rushing. Could be worse, though.
Yeah, and you know, I just think that's nature of the beast. You're gonna have some injuries. Yep. So.
Hayward went out in the fourth quarter, got a little banged up, but he came in. He played the last snap of the game, I think it was. So it doesn't look like it's serious.
What did you think of Lacy? How did he look? You know, because he's been injured.
A lot better. I feel like you didn't have, you know. He looked fine. You didn't really tell anything.
Right.
So I don't really have much to say about that at all, which is nice. Because we need him.
All right, let's move on to special teams.
Yeah, Janice is the only thing I put down for special teams. He had that. We would have punted it, downed him at the half-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
He knocks it. Instead, he has momentum going in the end zone. Instead of knocking it back for the other guys to grab, he knocks it towards the end zone. Realizes his mistake and grabs the ball after being in the end zone. Come on, man.
Oh, you just must have watched Monday Night Football because they always do that.
I didn't actually. I was working. But really, kind of a knucklehead move. I know it's heat of the moment. We're sitting there on the couch drinking beer.
And we're taking 20 minutes
and like yelling at them. They're doing it. Bang, bang. But you wish that would have gone better, especially because he hasn't shown up to be the big threat as a wide receiver as we thought he would in previous years now, because every preseason he looks great. We get to the regular season, he's non-existent except for special teams.
Right.
So if that's going to be his role, he needs to shine.
Yeah. All right, so let me take a look at our time here. So I want to make sure we're good. Oh, we're doing good. Okay.
All right. You want to do predictions?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do a couple of predictions for the North, and then we'll kind of preview the Chargers and Packers game.
Yeah.
So Chiefs at Vikings. Vikings coming off the bye,
playing at home. I'm going to pick the
Chiefs. You going to pick the Chiefs?
Yeah. I debated it when I was looking through the notes, and it's one of those games, you know, playing in Minnesota, coming off the bye. If they can get Teddy Bridgewater to play any better, it's going to really help AP. But I just, you know, I'm Andy Reid. I think that they've got a good team.
You like Reid?
Okay. I think they got a good team.
And by the way, before I make my pick quickly, you're up 2 in the picks so far this year.
Really?
You're winning by 2.
So 4 games in, 5 games in.
5 games in. You're winning by 2.
Well, that's good. It's good for Dad. Good for the old guy.
Yeah, it doesn't happen much.
Not much.
All right. I'm going to take the Vikings.
Are you? Good.
Yeah. I think coming off a bye, playing at home, even though it's not really their home stadium because they're at, you know, the Minnesota Gophers stadium this year. I think it'll be a good game for them. I think that run offense, with AP, they're hard to stop, and Chiefs don't have a very good offensive line. We saw that when we played, and we haven't actually played a great offensive line yet this year. And Vikings have a very scary pass rush.
They do.
Very, they're really good. They're very similar, actually, a lot of times to watching ours. They blitz a lot. They get through a lot.
I don't know if I agree with you on the whole home stadium thing. I think they've done a really good job getting it ready for them. And they're able to use the outdoor atmosphere to their advantage, supposedly. I think the fans love it, too. They finally get to get out there, and they make a lot of noise.
And they get to be out of the Metrodome.
The plastic dome.
A lot of people that I work with have been complaining that their kids and grandkids play football. And, like, the state tournament and all that,
yeah,
it's a weird schedule. It's, like, weekday games
right,
and weekends and stuff because of the Vikings being at TCF. It's all messed up this year.
It is. The whole state.
Yep.
In many ways, yep. So, moving on to Bears at the Lions. So, you got the Lions are going to be sharpening up the fangs.
Lions don't want to go 0-6.
Right. And who's going to start at quarterback?
They don't know.
Oh, they haven't declared yet.
At this point, they don't know.
Hmm.
Bears, it looks like Cutler's going to play. I think his hamstring's still bothering him, but he should play.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you taking?
Remind me, who's the backup for the Lions? Stafford's backup, do you remember?
I'll look it up for you quickly if you just ramble.
I will talk about it. I'm going to – it really doesn't matter. I'm going to pick the Bears.
You're picking the Bears.
Yeah, I think that they're a better team definitely right now.
Dan Orlovsky.
Nah, I'm not. That doesn't strike fear.
That doesn't help you.
No.
So you're picking the Bears.
Orlovsky sounds like somebody that owns a bar in Milwaukee. You can say.
Yeah. See, I want to take the Lions because I'm 2 games behind you in picks. And if I'm right in both,
do it.
I'll be winning. But I think I'm going to take the Bears as well.
All right.
One thing that's been really frustrating this year is I thought I had a great move in fantasy football getting Johnson in like the 5th round for Calvin Johnson at wide receiver.
He hasn't done much.
He's done almost nothing for me.
Yep. He hasn't done much.
He's not injured. The big thing with him every year is that he gets injured.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he's great. He's not injured, and he's not great.
He's mega nothing right now.
Mega nothing. The Lions are mega nothing all around.
Okay, and so then the last game would be Chargers coming to Lambeau. How much do you think it's going to play with their short week?
I think it will. It's a short week, and it's kind of an emotional loss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Steelers won with no time left on the clock.
I didn't see the end of the game. You watched the last two, right?
Yeah.
The last 2 minutes of it. You lost to a backup quarterback.
So the last play of the game, they're at the end zone. I think it's 5 seconds left. They did a direct snap, Wildcat, to Le'Veon Bell, the running back. And he barely made it to the line, reached out, got the touchdown, took the lead and won. If they'd gone with a field goal, it would have been to tie. And that's a tough way to lose. I don't know if you saw Philip Rivers in the post game, his comment.
No, I did not.
He said, Steelers were 6 inches better than us tonight. There was a lot of jokes made around that.
Oh, man, I'm not sure. My cartoon bubbles are popping up. I saw something. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Just before we started the podcast, they were talking about there was a clock management error by somebody in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think it was 16 seconds before the final drive that ran off that shouldn't have.
Okay.
And so that got brought up, and the NFL has refused to comment on it.
Really?
That's about all I know about
it,
though.
That's so unusual that they did that. Well,
big thing. Go ahead.
I think that Philip Rivers is a quality quarterback. There's no doubt about it. I really don't. I tried to look into, you know, year roundup kind of thing before we started, and I couldn't find a whole ton. I don't know their team that well. So
I think a big thing for us is, again, they do not have a good offensive line. And we have a good pass rush. So Rivers is a good quarterback, but there's only so much you can do when you have Clay Matthews hitting you in the mouth every play.
Or spearing, as some people say.
So I think that'll be a big part of it. And, yeah, their offensive line hasn't been good for a few years now. I think it's since 2012. Philip Rivers has had 26 offensive linemen start for him.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hard to, you know, get that continuity when you have just a revolving door.
Absolutely. Hey, girl. Hey, lady.
Lady's back for the end of the podcast.
You got to do some kind of a... Packer bark at the end of the podcast.
Packer bark.
Yeah, something that we'll put on there. Obviously I'm going to pick the Packers.
I'm taking Packers as well.
I definitely think they're a better team. Again, I mean, you play Michael Vick is not anything special. I think that there's a lot to be said about the Pittsburgh coaches just keeping
Tomlin.
It basic and
yeah. I know I tuned in for like a minute at one point during the game because otherwise I only caught the last 2 minutes. But they were talking about how it's hard as calling offensive plays with Vic in there because you've only had 6 weeks with this starting quarterback
right. In
Vic. And you don't know what you can call where it's something that's going to be a good play for his talents. It's going to be a play he understands what he needs to do.
Right.
You don't know if he's going to know when he gets to the line, if it's a bad read, if he knows the audible.
But they still won.
And they won.
My point.
Yeah.
So I just think it's a no-brainer. I don't even know what the point spread is.
Le'Veon Bell, though, is just insane if you watch him. The way he cuts so fast, it shouldn't even be possible.
All right. So we agree on the Packer game.
Yep.
It's a noon game, right?
No, it's a 3:25 game.
Oh, it
game.
Is. Okay. Yep. Your mom will like that because then I'll be working at least up until 3, getting stuff done around the house.
Oh, well, it means I get all the noon games to watch on Red Zone.
Sure, that's what it is. Well, I want to thank folks again for listening. We'd love
thank
for you
for
to,
all your
to share with your other football fans. And we got some... personally, for me, I've got some stuff that I'm trying to learn, some new software for the audio. That's for my business, the voiceover stuff. So until I get that figured out, but we've got a lot more pizzazz we're going to add to it. And
an actual intro and outro. And
yeah, just make us sound a little bit more like those small market radio stations.
We'll put some tinsel on the Christmas tree.
Hey, great idea. Put our Packer angel on top of the tree.
There you go. But yeah, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a review if you like the show.
Or join, if you don't like this show.
No, well, we'll hate you. So.
No, we just wish buck teeth on their kids.
Join the Facebook group. I don't think we had anyone join this last week. We're trying to get that going. We a lot of listeners, but we want people to be on that group so we can actually interact with you and, you know, have you join the conversation.
Kind of give us an idea of what you're thinking, what you're feeling. We
can
talk
about.
Yeah, what
you'd want us to talk about on the show.
And Dennis is always great about, in Australia, he's always great about responding and stuff.
Dennis
Thank
is
you,
good.
Dennis.
Send in your feedback. Anything, any questions you have for us, any topics you want us to talk about, we'll answer it on the show. Send in your name and location. We'll bring it up. And you can always send that in to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com or just, as some people have done before, post it right on the Facebook group, and we'll put it on the show that way.
Yeah, that's just a really easy way. Thank you so much, and hopefully next week we'll be able to get it done. We try to get done on Monday, but we just
sometimes... I had a very busy schedule
life
with work
gets,
yesterday.
Gets in the way, but join us next week when... The Chiefs will beat the Vikings, and Dad will be 3-0 over son Sean.
Yeah, and the Packers will have a nice win to go undefeated into the bye week.
Yeah, we got to figure out what we're going to do for the bye week podcast.
I think we could do a quick show. Probably not as long, but we'll do, you know, something.
Well, no, it's got to be at least this long. It takes about one drink for the show, so we got to have a drink.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out.
All right, so we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you so much.
Keep bleeding green and gold.
Pack.
Go, pack, go.